Hello, everybody, and welcome to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. My name is Jake Ricker, along with you today on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network as we get set for this matchup between the St. Lucie Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads. And may the 4th be with you here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon down here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The St. Lucie Mets set to take on the Jupiter Hammerheads in this rubber match in Game 3 of this short series. It's the sixth game the Mets are playing here at Roger Dean. Played the first three against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Now playing the second three here against the Jupiter Hammerheads in game number 27, road game number 12 for St. Lucie. First pitch set for 12:30 p.m. Eastern, right around the corner. Should be an exciting matchup. Again, the Mets are looking for that series win and currently sit in first place in the FSL East Division with a record of 15-11. They are one game ahead of the Palm Beach Cardinals, so looking to try and continue staying in solo first place with another big win in today's matchup. The Mets have been playing well over the last month, the whole entire start of 2025, really. A big part of that has been their ability to bounce back. They lost to Jupiter in the first game of this series, but then quickly bounced back and won big in last night's contest. Pitching matchup here today between these two teams for the St. Lucie Mets, it's going to be Franklin Gomez. He holds a 4.5 ERA, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, and a 2.0 whip. And he'll be facing off against Julio Mendez for the Jupiter Hammerheads. On the other side of things, he's 0-1 with a 10.61 ERA, 9 walks, 8 strikeouts, and a 2.04 whip. As for the standings here in the Florida State League in the East Division, as mentioned, St. Lucie in first place at 15-11. And then Palm Beach at 14-12, one game back. Jupiter Hammerheads at 12-14, three games back. And Daytona at 11-15 at four games back. In the West Division, Dunedin, they lead the West at 15-11, just like St. Lucie. Clearwater, one game back at 14-12. And then Fort Myers and Lakeland also at 14-12, one game back. Bradenton at 11-15, four games back. And Tampa at 10-16, five games back. Everybody finishing up their short three-game series today. Everybody else getting underway already at 12 p.m. Daytona at Dunedin. Dunedin leading that series 2-0. Fort Myers at Tampa. That series tied 1-1. Bradenton at Clearwater. That series also knotted at 1. And then Palm Beach at Lakeland, with Lakeland leading the series 2-0. So Palm Beach trying to get back to their winning ways. And while St. Lucie takes over here on first place. So a couple minutes away here from first pitch from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium with the Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Well, St. Lucie, who has been on a hot streak, looking to try and continue that once again today. A little bit of a different looking lineup for St. Lucie than last night. Ronnie Mauricio back in for another rehab appearance. He'll be playing over at third base today. And we'll look to try and make an impact here for the Mets. We're going to take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back, starting lineups, full pitching matchups, and moments away from first pitch here on St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin today's broadcast with Jake Ricker.
Back down here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as the pregame show rolls on. Meeting at home plate just concluded with Mets manager Luis Rivera and the manager for the Jupiter Hammerheads, Nick Weisheipel, are umpires for today's game. The base umpire, Nathaniel Rodriguez, and the home plate umpire is Bryce Bottledike. He'll be calling balls and strikes. Both teams will have the challenge system available to them. Both teams starting the game off with two challenges. You win it, you keep it. You lose it, you no longer have it. So two challenge losses, and you are out of challenges for the rest of the game. Again, looking at the pitching matchup here today between the Mets and the Hammerheads, Franklin Gomez will start for the St. Lucie Mets. Gomez, who was with the St. Lucie Mets last year and then did not start the 2025 season with single A, now with the ball club, has appeared in just one game, had a great first inning, couple of walks that he dealt with in his second inning of work. But when Gomez is throwing strikes, he is one of the better pitchers in the St. Lucie Mets roster. He's a kid that we liked a lot in 2024, now looking to try and continue off from that good start last year here and into the 2025 season. Well, Gomez with a 4.50 ERA, four strikeouts on the year. He has played against the Hammerheads many times. He'll be a familiar opponent. Gomez, just the two innings pitched, holding opponents to an average of 167. And a strike thrower. That's been the big point of attack for the Mets pitching staff, has been able to throw strikes. When we've talked to pitching coach Luis Alvarado, he's harped on wanting his pitchers to throw strikes, and Gomez has done that. Just over 50% of his pitches have been in for strikes. And the Jupiter Hammerheads out to take the field in their white uniforms with white pants, black hats, black numbers, and the blue and red outlines. Mendez on the mound with the rest of the Jupiter team, and the St. Lucie Mets now trickling out of their dugout in their orange uniforms, blue hats with gray pants and blue numbers. We'll take a quick break here for the national anthem as we get set for first pitch at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on this Sunday afternoon.
Baez unloads to deep left field. And that's out of here. Bye, bye, baseball. Jesus Baez has given the Mets the lead in the seventh inning.
And the 1-1 from Kennedy. And it's crushed high over into left field. Guerrero's going back, looking up at the wall, and it is gone. Starling Marte with a solo home run to get the Mets on the board. 1-1 pitch, fly ball, deep left field. This one going back at the track, and it is gone! A walk-off grand slam for A.J. Ewing! And the Mets have come all the way back to win it in the bottom of the ninth.
Out fly ball. Is it deep enough? Leonis is going to make the catch. Here comes Cuevas to the plate. He slides in, safe, and the Mets win the game! Colin Houck walks it off with the sack fly. And the St. Lucie Mets start off the 2024 season with a walk-off win.
It's off 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. The throw down to second is in time. What a great throw by Vincent Perozzo. A strike him out, throw him out for St. Lucie. And the inning is over.
Golf's in deep to center. Faltine running back. He's running back. This is over his head. He can't get it. The Mets are going to win this game. They're going to win it. Mosquera, Barrow, over. It's a walk-off. Jairo Cuevas, they're going to mob him out there near shortstop. The game-winning two-run double. Magic on the 4th of July for the St. Lucie Mets.
National anthem is complete at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We are just a couple moments away from first pitch as we get set for this one between the St. Lucie Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Julio Mendez will pitch for the Jupiter Hammerheads, 10.61 ERA. This will be his fifth game of the 2025 season. The lineup he will face off for the St. Lucie Mets leading off is Trey Snyder, DHing today. And then batting second is the MLB rehabber Ronnie Mauricio, playing third base. Colin Houck bats third, playing shortstop. Simone Juan batting fourth, plays center field. Batting fifth, Jeremy Rodriguez. He will play second base. And in the sixth spot, Trace Wilhoit playing first base today. And then in the 7, 8, 9 spots, rounding out the bottom of the order, it's Yonatan Henriquez in right, Kevin Villavicencio in center, and Vincent Perrozzo catching for St. Lucie today. Mets looking out to get off to a hot start, just like they did in last night's game. Jupiter Hammerheads have 3 wins against St. Lucie. All of them have been shutouts. The big point from last night's game also was the Mets were not good with runners in scoring position, just 2-for-14. We'll look to try and change that, despite the fact that they were able to get runs across the plate, scoring 9 in yesterday's game. Trey Snyder into the batter's box and set to go here. First pitch on the way from Mendez. And it is in 4-1. We are officially underway here at Roger Dean at 12:32. 1-0 pitch is taken for a strike just at the knee. The count is evened up at 1-1. To Trey Snyder. Snyder was 1-for-4 yesterday, batting .200 on the season. Check swing on this pitch that misses on appeal. Yes, he went around. And that is strike 2. Snyder a little too far on the check swing, and now behind 1-2 to Mendez. Mendez will fire in the 1-2. This one breaks too far outside. Counts evened up at 2-2 now. Snyder, who has been playing well over the last week or so, got that batting average up. 2-2 pitch taken outside, and the count is run full. And that is a big reason for it, is his patience. Fell behind in the count here, 1-2, but now has worked himself into a full count. Payoff pitch on its way from Mendez. And that is taken for a called strike 3. Snyder watched it go by, and that is out number 1 of the inning. Fastball right in the middle of the zone. Snyder could not get the bat off the shoulders. He's down on strikes with 1 out here in the top of the first. And now Ronnie Mauricio will step up to the box. First pitch to him, misses high. And it's 1-0. Mauricio still trying to work his way back up to the major league level on this rehab assignment. 1-0 pitch, and therefore a strike, counts even up at 1-1. He comes in today's game with a batting average of 111. And he's been playing in a lot of different positions for the Mets. 1-1 pitch taken inside by Mauricio, and it's 2-1. He has played second base, shortstop, and now today he's playing third base for the Mets. And this is 2-1, and Mauricio swings and misses to even up the count at 2-2. So the Mets trying to get Mauricio some reps at a couple of different positions. Not sure where he will end up when he gets back to New York. Mendez set here for the 2-2 pitch. And that is taken for a called strike 3 at the knees. A challenge from Mauricio. He is pretty confident that this was not strike 3. Looked pretty good from up here. Better, And as we await the look, it is strike three. So the Mets will lose a challenge. And Mauricio now down looking. So back-to-back strikeouts for Mendez. It's one area the Mets also still trying to improve on. Vincent Perozzo, definitely the best challenger for St. Lucie. The Mets often using those challenges early and losing, and now they're down to one for the rest of the game. This pitch is taken low here by Colin Houck, and it is 1-0. Houck, who was 3-for-5 in last night's game, batting .213 on the season. 1-0 pitch, grounded off foul down the third base side by Houck. Now Colin, who has shown a lot of improvement here in 2025, has shown a lot of his power, has 3 home runs on the season, and is now trying to find that consistency with picking up base hits. A good start to doing that with his 3-for-5 night. 1-1, swung on and missed, and the count now moves to 1-2 on a changeup. Houck has been at his best when he's laid off that slider pitch down and away. There's the 1-2 from Mendez. Check swing on appeal did not go around. Good job by Houck to hold off on a changeup outside of the zone. Similar kind of that location to a lot of sliders you'll see thrown to Houck. Breaking on the outside part of the plate and away. Mendez is 2-2. Fouled off by Houck. Just getting a piece of it. And he'll stay alive. Two outs here in the top of the first. Houck trying to extend the inning. Mendez comes set. And here's the 2-2 pitch. Houck again fouls it off. And we'll see another pitch. And how big is it for a hitter to continuously foul off pitches? In these long, grueling at-bats, usually pitchers like to try and get these outs early in counts. 2-2 again fouled off by Houck, so 3 straight foul balls. And we will have the 8th pitch of the at-bat coming up. So Houck at the very least, extending the pitch count against Mendez. He's set for yet another 2-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss. Mendez finally gets Houck to go down swinging. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Mendez strikes out the side. And now we'll head to the bottom of the first with Franklin Gomez out to the mound for the St. Lucie Mets.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin today's broadcast with Jake Ricker.
Welcome back here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Franklin Gomez out on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets. He will make his second appearance of 2025, his first start of the season. Holding a 4.5 ERA and trying to improve off his good start to his pro career back in 2024 with the St. Lucie Mets. The defense behind Franklin Gomez looks like this in the outfield from left to right. Kevin DeVincenzo playing left field. Simone Juan in center. Jonathan Henriquez in right field. Then from third to first, it's Ronnie Mauricio, Colin Houck, Jeremy Rodriguez, and Trace Wilhoit with your battery as Gomez and Vincent Perozzo catching behind the plate. Leading off for the Jupiter Hammerheads will be Abraham Ramirez, third baseman for Jupiter, batting 266 on the season. Was 2-for-3 in last night's game. As he gets sit here to face off against Gomez, first pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Good fastball low in the dirt. A one from Gomez, swung on and missed again, and it's 0-2. Timeout taken here by Ramirez. Gomez trying to come right at these Jupiter hitters after seeing his counterpart at Mendez strike out the side against St. Lucie. Gomez's 0-2 pitch misses just high, and it's laid off. Count will move to 1-2. One-two pitch just misses low. And that evens the count at 2 apiece. Harris trying to battle back here against Gomez. 2-2 pitch on its way. And that is taken low and outside. So it's a full count now to Ramirez. And just like we saw Callan Houck do, Ramirez has battled back in this at-bat. Full count at the top of the first. Payoff from Gomez. And this one is fouled off down the left field side. So we'll get set to do the 3-2 again. That's trying to hold the Hammerheads off the board here in the first inning. And the payoff once more. Inside, and that is taken for ball four. So it'll be a walk to start off the game here for Franklin Gomez as Ramirez heads down to first base. And it'll be Andrew Salas. Next up here for the Jupiter Hammerheads, Salas 1-for-3 in last night's game, batting .351 on the season. Got an excellent start here in 2025. Gomez a look to first, now the throw home. He's going to put down the bunt. Charging in is Mauricio. It's picked up by Gomez. He fires the first over the head of Will Hoyt and all the way into the corner. Stopping at third base now is Ramirez. And a well-executed bunt from Salas. He ends up on second base. And two runners in scoring position for the Hammerheads here with no outs in the bottom of the first. Gomez, who got to that ball as quick as he could, tried to fire it down to first base. Just not an accurate throw. Right over the head of Will Hoyt. And that's how both runners are able to advance to second and third base. Now here's Dylan Head for Jupiter to try and drive in a couple of runs. And Head takes the first pitch from Gomez in for a strike. So that is being called a single and a throwing error on Franklin Gomez. 0-1 pitch, and it is lined shallow left field in for a base hit. One run is in to score. Now here comes Salas across to make it 2-0 Jupiter here early in the bottom of the first. It's a 2-RBI single for Dylan Head. And again, that error comes back to hurt the Mets, putting two runners in scoring position, and then a shallow liner into left field is able to plate two, and now Jupiter has taken an early lead, and still nobody out in the bottom of the first. Vincent Perozzo out to the mound to talk things over here with his pitcher as they look to get the first out. So with Head now on first base, it'll be Carter Johnson. Second baseman here for Jupiter, 0-for-4 in last night's game. Gomez will come set. A look to first, and now a pickoff attempt. Back in safely, though, is Head. Gomez as we'll come set. Pitch on the way to Johnson. Head takes off. Pitch is a strike. The throw to second is hopped into second base and in safely. His head on the stolen base. Dylan Held, the speedster here for Jupiter, picks up a stolen base in this game, and now a runner in scoring position with still no outs. Meanwhile, it's 0-1 here to Johnson. Gomez set. Look back to second base, now the 0-1. And that one just misses outside. Count will even up at 1-1. And the Mets with some early trouble to deal with. Down 2-0 in the bottom of the first. Still nobody out and already another runner in scoring position. 1-1 pitch. Popped up into shallow left field. Vicencio underneath this one. He's going to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Head will hold at second base, and with one down, that'll now send Valor to the plate. Moore, the right fielder for Jupiter, 0-3 in last night's contest, batting 167 on the season. We'll now face off against Gomez. And the first pitch is fouled off down to the right field side. And it's 0-1. Gomez trying to have a short-term memory and get a couple of quick outs and get out of this inning. Already down 2-0. 0-1 pitch. It's a line drive up the middle through for a base hit. Head's going to take the turn home and score easily. It is now 3-0 Hammerheads on the RBI single from Valor. So the trouble continues here early for Franklin Gomez, and now the pitching coach for the Mets, Luis Alvarado, is going to head out to the mound and talk things over with his team. You know, the walk to Ramirez and then the single from Salas on the bunt and a throwing error on Gomez put two runners in scoring position early in this game, and then head with a two RBI single drives in the two runs, steals a base, and it's now driven home by Valor. And three base hits so far for Jupiter in the bottom of the first inning. And it'll be Jacob Jenkins-Cower next up for the Hammerheads to try and continue this hot start. Cower 2-for-4, batting .266 on the season. Two big hits for the Hammerheads in his game last night. Looking to try and do that again here with a runner on first and just one out. I'm sure the Mets would love a ground ball here to try and turn two. First pitch misses low, and it's 1-0. Would not be surprised to see a lot of pitches low in the zone from Gomez. We'll keep our eye over on Valor at first base. That's a decent-sized lead. Not running. There's a ground ball right to Rodriguez, and he shuffles it. And everybody is going to be safe. Well, Rodriguez, that was a shallow ground ball. Had to charge in to try and grab it and just couldn't quite squeeze it. And it just kind of kicked away from him. And now there's runners on first and second with one out. So Valor down to second, and Jenkins will stand on first. That'll be called an error against Rodriguez. And this one here taken by Martinez outside 1-0. Tough start to this game here for the Mets. 1-0 pitch. And that is taken low, 2-0. And a challenge here from Perozzo. Now, this is a big challenge. It's a 1-0 count. The Mets have already lost a challenge in the top of the first inning. So if they lose this one, they are out of challenges. And what has already been a tough inning. And they will lose it. This one well out of the zone. 2 inches out. So the Mets are out of challenges for the rest of this game in just the first inning. And it's a 2-0 count now to Martinez. From Gomez. Ground ball again to Rodriguez. He's got this one to second for one. No throw to first base. They were not going to get Martinez. And a wise hold from Colin Houck. So they do get one out, and there's two away in the inning. So it's a fielder's choice for Martinez. And while Valor does advance down to third base. And that'll bring up the catcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads today, Carlos Sanchez. Did not play in last night's game. And Gomez still looking for that final out of the inning. Jupiter leading 3-0. And this pitch is taken just low for a ball. We'll see how much the challenges come in as a factor in the rest of this game. Mets already have lost two challenges, 0-2. And are out. They will have to live with the calls from Bryce Bottledike. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball right back over the top of Gomez, and it's through for a base hit. In to score is Valor, and now runners on first and second on the RBI single from Sanchez. And that was a ground ball that went right over the head of Franklin Gomez. He tried to reach up to grab it, couldn't get to it, slapped his glove in frustration. After Rodriguez or Houck could not get to the ball either. And now that'll be Julio Henriquez up here for Jupiter. He is the ninth hitter in this at-bat. Gomez turns to second, and he runs towards Martinez, who's back in safely. Martinez slipped on the ground as he tried to hop around there at second base. No throw, though. Gomez, hard look to second. Now the throw, and that one is inside. Four ball. Long hold from Perozzo. I think he wanted that call. It was a strike, but with the Mets already out of challenges, there's nothing they can do about it. A long inning just continues to get longer. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. That evened up the count at 1-1. Hammerhead sending 9 to the plate in the first inning already here. Two outs. They lead 4-0. 1-1 pitch outside, and the count will move to 2-1. Now, the good news for St. Lucie, it's only the first inning, so still a long way to go into this game to get the offense going and get right back in it. But they will have to find a way to lock things down here. And there's a ground ball right back up the middle again. Rodriguez has this one. He steps on second for the third and final out. So that'll end the inning, but Jupiter with 3 base hits, and they have scored 4 runs here in the bottom of the first inning. Take a quick break. When we come back, the second inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back now here in Jupiter, Florida on this Sunday afternoon. We get set for game three of this short three-game series between the St. Lucie Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Mendez back out on the mound for Jupiter with a 4-0 lead. Tough inning for the Mets defensively. Jupiter scoring four runs on three hits, two errors, and two left on base. And now Simone Juan will lead things off for St. Lucie. And they will try and slowly get their way back into this game. First pitch taken for a strike just at the knees, and Juan behind 0-1. Simone Juan 2-for-5 in last night's game, batting a 188 on the season. Takes this pitch low and counts even at 1-1. Has made some big plays for the Mets over the last couple of games here in Roger Dean. And he lines this one through for a base hit. And has a leadoff single for the Mets in the second inning. Juan continues to stay hot here to start the second inning. And now Jeremy Rodriguez next up for the Mets. Rodriguez batting 263 on the season. Did not play in yesterday's game. Trying to get a couple of runs back here for the Mets in the second inning. First pitch to Rodriguez breaks too far outside on a slider, and it's 1-0. The Mets will have to take it one run at a time. Don't want to try and get all four back right away. Of course, that would be nice. 1-0 pitch fouled off by Rodriguez. But if you try and do that and you can't do it, frustrations can continue to build. But one run at a time, take that confidence, your way back into this game slowly but surely. Martinez set in a pickoff move to first base, back in safely as one. The Mets have been picked off quite a few times in 2025, especially to end innings. No outs here though in the bottom of the second. 1-1 pitch fired outside, and Mendez falls behind of Rodriguez 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Mendez set. And the pitch. And it's popped up by Rodriguez down towards the Jupiter dugout. Will this one stay playable? It will. And it's caught by Ramirez for the first out of the inning. So a pop out and foul ground for Jeremy Rodriguez. And that'll send Trace Wilhoit into the batter's box here for the St. Lucie Mets. Runner on first with one out. Will Hoyt batting 207 on the season. Back in the lineup today. The pickoff move to Juan, and he's again in safely. Hasn't taken any big leads over at first base. Mets with their first base runner of the game. Pitch is taken by Will Hoyt for a strike. And behind 0-1. Mendez set and the 0-1 pitch. And Will Hoyt tops it foul right towards third base coach and Mets manager Luis Rivera. And to hop out of the way of that one, the ball is going to be retrieved here by Martinez over left. we're set to go once more. Mendez 0-2 pitch, and that one gets away. Juan will advance to second base in on the wild pitch. So now a runner in scoring position here for St. Lucie, and a chance to get their first run on the board. One ball, two strikes here to Will Hoyt with a runner on second. That's trailing 4-0. 1-2 pitch, fired low, taken for a ball. The count is now evened up. Hoyt now trying to drive in the first run here for the Mets. One out in the top of the second. Mendez set a look to second, now the 2-2 home. And a line drive by Will Hoyt down for a base hit, and Juan will get the stop sign at third. A great single, though, from Trace Will Hoyt, and there are runners at the corners here with one away. And just like that, the Mets now trying to start a rally of their own in the second inning. An opportunity to do that here with two runners on. And Yonatan Henriquez at the plate, who was 2-for-4 in last night's game. With those two hits, both home runs. One to left field, one to right field. So showing off the power. Boy, would the Mets love for him to do that again here. Get them right back in this game. Mendez's his first pitch in for a strike. Fastball 94 miles an hour. And it's 0-1 to Henriquez. Henriquez batting 155 on the season. 0-1 pitch, taken low. Good eye there by Henriquez on a changeup. Just dropped below the zone. Count all even up at 1-1 with one out here in the top of the second. And now a chopping ground ball, but that's going to be foul. And it's a ball and two strikes on Henriquez. Mendez comes set here. Fires in the 1-2. And a ground ball through for a base hit past the diving Salas. And the Mets are on the board here with the RBI single from Yonatan Henriquez. Just like that, the Mets have cut down the deficit to just three runs. And it's runners on first and second now here for Kevin Villavicencio. And now a mound visit here from the pitching coach for the Jupiter Hammerheads, Ryan Fearbend. Looking to talk things over with his starter. And the Mets on the board. Now 4-1 is your score here in the top of the second. Still two runners on and one out. Now visit is over and we are set to go once more. Kevin Villavicencio 0-for-5. In last night's game, he batted 275 on the season. He's been one of the top Mets hitters. To start this young season, looking to come through in a big opportunity here. Mendez said, and the first pitch to Villavicencio is taken low for a ball. Good stop there by Sanchez. Fastball that came in on him quickly. Is set once more, 1-0 pitch. And that is taken high. Two balls and no strikes now to Villavicencio. Two-oh pitch, line drive, and that one is caught. by Johnson on the liner, and he steps on second for the double play. Well, that is just unfortunate for the Mets on a hard line drive from Vivasencio right to Johnson, and he catches Will Hoyt over at second base. The double play ends the inning, but the Mets do get one run in. They trail by three as we head to the bottom of the second here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile. And we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Welcome back here in Jupiter, Florida on this cloudy Sunday afternoon. There is some rain in the forecast for later today. Hopefully we'll be able to get this game ball game done and complete before then. First pitch here for Franklin Gomez back out of the mound for his second inning of work. He is high for ball one against Ramirez. 1-0 pitch missed as high as well, and now it's 1-2-0. 9 to the plate there for Jupiter in that first inning. Gomez looking to try to have a bounce back second inning. And this pitch taken for a strike just on the outside part of the plate. Ramirez didn't seem to love that call. No challenge, though. And now the 2-1. That's taken for a strike. Counts back even at 2-2. And a timeout taken by Ramirez. He walked his first time up in this one. Gomez set to 2 pitch, and that is taken high. Count will run full. Very similar to his first plate appearance here. Ramirez a chance to try and draw a walk. Payoff pitch from Gomez. And he chops this one right back to Gomez, who's off the mound, fires to first base. It's in time for out number one of the inning. So Franklin with a quick out number one here in the second inning. Good start. And now he'll face off against Andrew Salas. First pitch into Salas, fouled off, just getting a piece of it. Gomez set in the 0-1 pitch. That is taken low. One pitch and a fly ball into left field. Vivasencio takes a couple steps back and now underneath it to make the catch. Four out number two. So Gomez, after a tough first inning, has got two up, two down here to start the second. And that'll be Dylan Head, singled back in the first inning. Next up here for the Hammerheads. A There's a ground ball right back to Gomez. He fires across to first base, pulls Wilhoy off the bag, and he is safe. It's an infield single for Head. And he just got a piece of that one, kind of rolled out into a tough spot. Gomez charging in, got to it, and made a much better throw this time around. But because of the angle, Wilhoit had to come off the bag just a little bit. Could not get that final out of the inning. So with two away, it'll be Carter Johnson now. And Johnson takes this pitch just high for ball one. And already a big improvement for the Mets here. And two outs in the second inning. And did not commit an error on that throw to first. Breaking ball misses low here for Gomez, and it's 2-0 now to Johnson. Gomez will come set, a look to first. Now the 2-0 pitch, first of check over on Head at first base. He's in safely. Pitch fired in. Misses wide, and it's 3-0 now to Johnson. This is where those two out base hits can become dangerous. Do not want to put Johnson on and move Head into scoring position. Gomez set. 3-0 pitch. And that is outside for ball four. So a four pitch walk here to Carter Johnson. And now there is a runner on first and second with two away. So a good start to the second inning, but now a single and a walk has put Gomez into a little bit of trouble. Have to work around some traffic on the bases, and he'll do it against Valor. Valor one for one with a single back in the first inning. Takes this pitch just at the knees in for a strike. Gomez looks to second, out of pitch, and this one is hit high up in the air just in front of the broadcast booth here. Back for a foul ball, and the count will now move to 0-2. Gomez trying to end the inning here, two-way with runners on first and second, Mets trailing 4-1. 0-2 pitch is in there for a called strike three. A big strikeout for Franklin Gomez to end the inning. Gets a zero on the board despite a hit and a walk here after the two outs from Head and Johnson. He will head to the third. That's trailing by three.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back now here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Get set here on this Sunday afternoon. Mets trailing by 3 runs in the top of the third inning. Vincent Perrozzo now at the plate for St. Lucie. Takes this pitch inside, and they're going to say this one caught him on the elbow. So it's a free pass down to first base for Vincent Perrozzo on the hit-by-pitch.
Back to the top of the order for the Mets.
Didn't get him by much, but just clipped him enough. Called right there at home plate by home plate umpire Bryce Bottledike. And now a pickoff move to first base, but Perrozzo is back in safely. The Mets got one run in the second inning. Now looking to try to add on to that, cut this deficit down even further. Snyder takes the first pitch to him outside for ball one. And Kevin Villavicencio, who hit that line drive and ended up into a double play, was 102 off the bat, just right to Carter Johnson. And now this pitch is taken above the zone, and Snyder is ahead in the count 2-0. Good start here for the Mets in the top of the third inning. Pitch taken low, snap throw down to first base. Perrozzo back in safely. Three balls and no strikes. Pitch from Mendez, and this is in there for a strike just at the knees. He gets one over the plate. And that pitch, ooh, it was close. According to StatCast, may have missed by an inch. 3-1. This one does not make it over the plate, and that will be ball four this time around. And it is a walk for Trey Snyder. So just like that here in the top of the third inning, the Mets with runners on first and second.
Not bad.
With nobody out. This is how the Hammerheads were able to get off to their hot start. They had a walk by Ramirez in the first inning, and then the bunt single from Salas. The Mets trying to capitalize on their two free base runners to start the third. Ronnie Mauricio at the plate, 0-for-1. First pitch is fouled off and into the seats. And it'll be 0-1. Decent crowd out here at the Dean on this Sunday afternoon. It's not super hot out with the sun behind the clouds, so good weather to enjoy a ball game. Mauricio takes this pitch outside. Count even up at 1-1. Mendez set here with runners on first and second. No outs here in the top of the third. 1-1 pitch and a hard fly ball into left field, but foul. Mauricio crushed that one. 111 off the bat, 401 feet, but just too far to the left. See if he can straighten one of those out. 1-2 from Mendez, and Mauricio fouls this one off. And we get set again here for the 1-2. It's a fastball in the zone. That's a good pitch that Mauricio wanted. Just couldn't quite get the timing right. Mendez set. And the 1-2 pitch. And a fly ball into right field. This one falling fast, but it's going to be caught. Now tagging from second is Perrozzo. Throw comes in and is cut off. And Mauricio is down on the flyout, but does move Vincent Perrozzo up to third base. So runners on the corners here for Colin Howe. He struck out back in the first inning. And 0 for 1 in this game. A chance here to try and get another run on the board for the Mets. Mendez a look to first before his pitch home here to Colin Houck. And a swing and a miss behind 0-1. Houck has come through with some clutch hits this year. 0-1. And Houck takes it high for a ball. First one that comes to mind is the home run in the ninth inning to send this Mets into extras against the Daytona Tortugas back at Clover Park. The Mets eventually won. 1-1 pitch. It's outside 2-1. Not quite a ninth inning situation here yet, just in the top of the third inning. But a big opportunity for the Mets to at least make this a two-run ball game again with Perrozzo on third and one out. 2-1 pitch. Out grounds this one down to third base side. It's stabbed by Ramirez. He fires to second, and that is in time for the out, but no throw over to first base. So it is a fielder's choice for Colin Houck, and Perrozzo is in to score. So Houck does come through on the fielder's choice to get the run in, and now it is a two-run ball game here in the top of the third. Simone Juan now at the plate for St. Lucie. And Juan, check swing, went around, called right at home plate. And behind here, 0-1. 4-2 your score. With two outs in the top of the third, runner at first. And this is 0-1. That is taken low. Mets a good job here offensively to get themselves right back into this game after a tough first inning. One pitch, big cut and a miss. Juan is behind 1-2. And the Mets, who struck out and went down 1-2-3 in the first inning, have come back here, put at least a run on the board in the second and third. Pitch is wide and outside, and Houck is down to second base. And he is in easily. No throw from Sanchez. And a pitch that was too far outside would never have been able to get a good throw off. So now Houck's in scoring position with two away. 2-2 from Mendez. And Juan flies this one high into left field. Three hammerheads racing over, but this one is going to get out of play. That went into the construction zone here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, back where the old left field bleachers used to be. Knocked those down, and they're going to be building some new bleachers over there in left field. Upgrading the fan experience here. And is set in the 2-2. And Juan swings and misses, and he is out number three, down on strikes. But the Mets do get another run on the board. They've cut the deficit down to just two as we get in the bottom of the third. You're on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment? Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better, move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back now here as we get set for the bottom of the third. That's trailing 4-2 on this Sunday afternoon. Game three of the short three-game series. Mets have played six games here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Three against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Now this is the third against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Franklin Gomez back out for St. Lucie. Fires in a first pitch to Jenkins Cowart, and it's grounded right to Will Hoyt. He will take it himself and step on first base. Gomez was right there with him as well. And that is out number one. So quick out here in the third inning on the first pitch. And there's one away. Ariel Martinez. Martinez, a former St. Lucie Met. Now here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. And the first pitch to him in there for a strike. Now, we've seen a lot of positive signs from Franklin Gomez after that tough first inning. He came out in the second as this one is grounded right to Colin Houck. He fields it cleanly, fires across to first base, and that is out number two. Quickly two up, two down here again for Franklin Gomez. And, well, that's kind of where I was going with that. You know, tough first inning. Gomez comes back out in the second, gets two up, two down, gives up a single and a walk, but then does get the strikeout. And now again here in the third, two up, two down. A chance to pick up a big 1-2-3 inning, but no, Luis Rivera, the manager for the St. Lucie Mets, out. They're going to take Gomez out of this game on the positive note, and a pitching change coming up. We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, the new pitcher in for the St. Lucie Mets.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails. There's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Indeed you are, as we get set here to resume inning number three. As the new pitcher on for the St. Lucie Mets is Tanner Witt, making his 2025 season debut for the St. Lucie Mets. He pitched in just one game in 2024, 1 2/3 innings pitched with two strikeouts. And now making his debut for the Mets here, looking for the last out of the bottom of the third. First pitch, line drive over the top of a leaping Will Hoyt. And that is down into the corner for a base hit. Well, welcome to the season, Tanner Witt. Sanchez picks up yet another single. He's 2-for-2. And that'll bring up Julio Enriquez. Enriquez so far 0-for-1 on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. Witt comes set, and the pitch. That one's right in there, but called a ball. I thought that pitch looked pretty good. I know, but it missed outside. So a ball and no strikes now to Henriquez. It's 1-0, and this one is flown into left field. This one deep but foul. That ball pretty well hit by Henriquez, but curved too far to the left. Do you think it would have had the distance had it stayed fair? Instead, a long strike, and the count even up at 1-1. It deals and a swing and a miss here by Henriquez, and he's ahead 1-2. Runner on first, two outs in the bottom of the third. That's trailing here 4-2. It will come set, and the 1-2 pitch on its way. In there for a called strike three, an immediate challenge, though, by Henriquez. Thought this one looked pretty good, a curveball that dropped in. We'll take a look. Most of the Mets heading off of the field. And it is indeed strike three. So the first loss for the Hammerheads on the challenges. Meanwhile, Witt picks up his first strike out of 2025. That will end the inning. Mets still trail by two. We head to the fourth. Here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Welcome back as we get set for the top of the fourth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. It's cloudy Sunday afternoon. Jeremy Rodriguez will lead it off for the St. Lucie Mets, again facing off against Mendez, who's back out for another inning of work. Here in the fourth, it's trailing by two. Rodriguez takes his first pitch inside for ball one. A little dark, a little cloudy. Do have some rain in the area. Hoping that it stays away. Although the radar does not look too friendly. This pitch is taken here. Four ball two, and Rodriguez ahead in the count. And a challenge by the Hammerheads. We could be done with the challenges here early in this game. I think this was a strike, and they are correct. The Hammerheads win a challenge here, and now it is a 1-1 count to Jeremy Rodriguez. And Rodriguez flies this one into center field, but right to Dylan Head, and that is out number one of the inning. Well struck ball by Rodriguez. Unfortunately, does not fall for a base hit. That'll bring up Trace Wilhoit. Hernandez. His first pitch to Will Hoyt inside, and it's 1-0. Now the Mets have put a run on the board in the second and third inning, trying to make it 3 in a row here in the fourth. 1-0 pitch is taken low, and the count will move to 2-0. Pitch fouled off. Will Hoyt got a piece of it. Two balls and a strike. Mendez set and the delivery. 2-1 that skipped in the dirt. And that'll be taken for ball three. So Will Hoyt ahead here. We'll see if he's got a green light on 3-1. One pitch, he swings away, and it's popped up foul. Back over the top of the roof. And the count is run full. Will Hoyt already 1-for-1 today. And the payoff pitch, Will Hoyt fouls it off once more. And he will see another payoff pitch. Trace a guy who has a very powerful swing, and with one swing of the bat can send it out of the park. 3-2, foul ball, foul tip, strike three. And Will Hoyt is down on strikes. Good squeeze there by Sanchez behind the plate, and it's two up, two down for the Mets here in the second inning. Or in the fourth inning, excuse me. And it looks like we are going to have a mound visit here for Jupiter as we are into the fourth inning for the Hammerheads. It's going to be a pitching change. That'll do it for Mendez. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the new pitcher on for Jupiter.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking.
Burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
New pitcher on here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. It is Luke Lashuka. He takes over for Mendez. Lashuka, this will be his ninth appearance in 2025. Holds a 4.02 ERA, 15 2/3 innings pitch, 5 walks, and 17 strikeouts. And he will face off here against Jonathan Henriquez. First pitch is in there. Just outside for a ball. It looked like a pretty good pitch, but called a ball. Lashuka did face off against the Mets back on opening weekend. As he said here for the 1-0, and that is taken for a strike. And Enriquez a look back. He did not like that one. But no challenges for the Mets. And that one was in the strike zone. And now a swing and a miss, and Enriquez behind 1-2. Lashuka, when he faced off against St. Lucie, in opening weekend. Three innings pitched, three strikeouts, no earned runs. He was excellent in his appearance. And Enriquez Tapper down the first base side. Lashuka is going to pick it up, throw to first, and that is in time for the out. That'll end the inning. The Mets go down 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the fourth. The Mets trailing 4-2.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin today's broadcast with Jake Ricker.
Well, look at the radar in between innings here. It does not look friendly for this ballgame. It looks like right around 2:15. We are supposed to get some rain. Hopefully it does stay away. We can play nine interrupted innings here in this rubber match between the Mets and the Hammerheads. Whit back out of the mound for St. Lucie. Fires in a first pitch strike here to Ramirez. And it's 0-1. Well, the Mets have not had to deal with any rain through the first couple of weeks here in the 2025 season. Mother Nature's been kind. 0-1 pitch, high fly ball into right field. Underneath this one is Henriquez. He makes the catch, and that is out number one. One up, one down here to start inning number four. And now it'll be Andrew Salas next up for the Hammerheads. Only threw four innings here, so not in a complete game situation territory. If we do get some rain, this pitch is low for a ball, and it's 1-0. From Witt. Salas taps this one. That's going to be fielded by Houck on a ranging throw, and it is in time for the out. Nice job by Colin Houck. A great play. I mean, a range over to his left, and he makes the throw. So two up, two down in the fourth, and it'll be Dylan Head, who is already 2-for-2 in this game and one of the toughest outs for the Mets. Mets looking for their first 1-2-3 inning. First pitch to Head here in for a strike. And it's 0-1. Good set, and the quick pitch misses outside. Counts even up at 1-1. Now a breaking ball that misses just outside. Count moved 2-1 on Dylan Head. It comes set, and the 2-1 pitch on its way. big cut and a miss. That one looks like it caught a piece of Perozzo. A little slow to get up, but okay. And we'll give him a moment to shake that one off. Count's evened up at 2-2. Two outs here in the fourth inning. Mets still looking for their first 1-2-3 inning. Perozzo gives the thumbs up to the Mets dugout. Says he's okay. And we're set to go here. Witt at the ready, and a 2-2 pitch on its way. Curveball that just falls outside. Witt thought he had strike three there. He's getting ready to head off the mound, but it's called a ball, and that's a good call. According to StatCast, that pitch just outside the zone. So it's a full count. And a timeout taken by Head here. He's back in after the timeout and set to go. With the payoff pitch on its way. And that is taken for a called strike three. Witt gets the strikeout in the first 1-2-3 inning for the Mets in this game. We'll head to the fifth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium with the Mets trailing by two.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stlucymets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucymets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin today's broadcast with Jake Ricker.
Back here as we get set for the fifth inning. Kevin DeVincenzi will lead things off for the St. Lucie Mets. Lashutka back out on the mound for Jupiter. First pitch misses high, and it's 1-0. Vicencio 0-for-1 so far in today's game. Let's see, you're trailing by two, trying to get a big inning here in the fifth. 1-0 pitch, high fly ball into left field. Racing back here is Mendez. He leaps up. It's off the top of the wall. Rolls all the way back in. Heading into third is Vivasencio, and he is in with a triple. Kevin Vivasencio with a big triple to lead off the inning that nearly got out for a home run here in the fifth inning. A great way to start things off, and now Vincent Perozzo next up to the plate to try and drive home Vivasencio. Shutka here set to face off. And the first pitch to Perozzo just misses low, and it's 1-0, a challenge here by the Jupiter catcher Sanchez. Jupiter 1-for-1 on their challenges so far today, and they are correct here again. So that'll be strike one to Barroso. Ball is well in the strike zone. A good challenge from Sanchez. A one. Barroso pops this one up, but it's going to get out of play. And now behind here, 0-2. Shoot cassette, and the 0-2 pitch taken high. One ball and two strikes. Infield is in for Jupiter, trying to prevent this run from coming home that would make it a one-run game. Barroso representing the tying run right now for the Mets. 1-2, and Barroso swings and misses on a good curveball, and he is down on strikes. And now that'll bring the top of the lineup up for St. Lucie, Trey Snyder. 0-for-1 so far today. Drew a walk back in the third inning. First pitch to Snyder, breaking ball outside. And it's a ball and a strike, no strikes. Shuka will come set, and the 1-0. Tapper right back up the middle. This one fielded, firing home. Then the throw is in time. They get Vivasencio at the plate. A great throw from Salas. And that is out number two. Well, the infield was playing in to try and prevent that run from coming home. And the chopping ground ball, Salas able to get home for the out. And Andrew Luis Rivera out to talk things over with home plate umpire Bryce Bottledike. It looked like a pretty good tag from Sanchez to get the out. And he will head back to first base, accept the call. So two outs now in the fifth inning. And Snyder down on first base on the fielder's choice. Tough result here in these innings after the leadoff triple from Vivasencio. Ronnie Mauricio at the plate here takes the pitch low for a ball. Mauricio 0-for-2 so far in this game. A pickoff move back to first base, but in safely is Snyder. Shuka set in a 1-0 pitch. Mauricio takes this one low, 2-0. And the Mets have had opportunities in this game. They've put two back on the board after that 4-0 lead from Jupiter in the first inning. Another chance here, but the play at the plate, Vicencio down. Snyder takes off on a foul ball here for Mauricio. He'll have to head back to first base. Count moves to 2-1. Two balls and a strike, two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Shuka set and the 2-1 pitch. Mauricio takes it for a strike. That evens the count at 2-2. Snyder with a couple steps off first base, and now a shoot cassette. He'll fire home the 2-2 pitch, but first a pickoff move to first, and in safely is Trey Snyder. balls and two strikes, two outs here in the fifth. Juke is set, and the pitch. Snyder takes off, and a line drive into right field, but foul. So again, the second time, Snyder's trying to take off for second base. Mauricio fouls one off. Snyder back on first, and we'll get set to do it again. 2-2 pitch. Snyder's running again. Pitch is a called strike three, and it hops away, but it won't matter on the throw against Snyder as Mauricio is down on strikes. And that will end the inning. Mets still trail by two. Cannot get Vivasencio in on the leadoff triple as we head to the bottom of the fifth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Tanner Witt back out on the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets as we get set to go here in the bottom of the fifth. Now the grounds crew here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium just had a talk with our home plate umpire, Bryce Bolodike, a look at the radar. As I mentioned earlier, it looks like around 2:15-ish, we are expecting some rain. One more inning to be official. The Mets trailing by two. Johnson will lead it off for Jupiter. And this pitch is in just low for a ball. Perozzo wanted a challenge, but the Mets do not have any more. They were 0-2 early in this game, back in the first inning. They are out for the rest of the game. And that pitch was in the strike zone, about a full ball. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Count evens up at 1-1. That's a spot where you wish you had your challenges. But after using him up too early, it's 1-1 pitch. That's too far inside, and he'll move to 2-1. Witt set here on the 2-1 pitch, and a hard line drive. It's played on a hop by Rodriguez. He'll throw to first in time for the out. Johnson down. And a good play from Jeremy Rodriguez. That one hit 105 off the bat. Right to Rodriguez. And now Valor next up for Jupiter. First pitch from Witt just misses high. And it's 1-0. And that's trying to post another zero on the board, which they have done so since that first inning. One-oh from Witt. And this is a line drive into left field. It's going to be caught by Vivasencio. Four out number two. So quickly, two up, two down here for the Mets in the fifth. And now it'll be Jacob Jenkins-Cowart. 0-2 so far in today's game. Jacob Jenkins-Cowart. quit looking for back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Fouls off this first pitch. Oh, look out down there in the on-deck circle. Martinez slipped and fell after that ball came down towards the Jupiter dugout. He's okay. Still one from Witt, and this one's taken just outside. Evens up the count at 1-1. And Witt quietly, since coming into this game after giving up a single to lead things off, has retired six batters in a row. This pitch is outside, looking for his seventh in a row retired here. Now behind here to Jenkins Coward, 2-1. Witt set in. 2-1 pitch. This is too far outside. That's three balls and a strike. A 3-1 pitch on its way from Witt now. And that's a breaking ball that misses low, and that is ball four. So the streak retired of six in a row. Jupiter has a base runner here with two outs. And pitching coach manager Luis Alvarado going to head out to the mound. Talk things over with his pitcher. Tells the infield to stay back. Just going to be a discussion here with Perozzo, Mauricio, and Witt. Tanner Witt is coming to this game. Has pitched very well. As I mentioned, gave up that single on his first batter he faced and then retired six in a row in a walk to Jenkins Cowher. Two away. I don't know if he attacks this next hitter, Nero Martinez. He can quickly get that last out, and the two-out walk will not be too much of an issue. Where those two-out walks do become dangerous is potential stolen base, or you give him another base hit here, and then things get a little more dicey. Mound visit is over, and we're set to go. Martinez is 0-2 so far in this one. And the first pitch to Martinez, breaking ball that falls too low, and it's 1-0. It'll look to first base. Now comes set. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball foul. Evens the count on 1-1. Ball and a strike with two outs here at the bottom of the fifth. And it's trailing by two. With set. And the 1-1. Taken for a strike, throw down to third. First is not in time. Perozzo, I think, wants a little bit of interference. He was trying to snap throw that pitch down to first base. And kind of ran into our umpire here, Bryce Boldeldyke. It's 2-1 pitch, and it swung on and missed. Counts evened up at 2-2. Witt here ahead with the 2-2 count, a chance to try and end the inning against Martinez. So 2-2 pitch, runner goes, and this pitch is lined but foul down on the right field side. So with two balls and two strikes, Jenkins Coward taking off. It's back to first base after the foul ball. We'll see if he tries to go again. Set and the 2-2, and it's fouled off. Martinez just getting a piece of that fastball. Jenkins Coward did not try to advance this time around. Staying put over on first base. So Witt here. And a 2-2 battle against Martinez after a couple of foul balls. He's set once more, and the pitch. That's taken too low, and now Jenkins Cower racing down to second base. Well, he took a really late jump. Kind of waited, and then when he saw that changeup was low and Perozzo kind of fiddled around with it down in the dirt, he took off, and they'll throw down to second base with two outs. So it's a runner in scoring position. And the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Witt gets Martinez to go down swinging. That ends the inning. We are through five with the Mets trailing by two here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Set here to start the sixth inning. That's trailing by two, and Colin Howe will lead it off as we get ready to enter the sixth inning. Mets have done a good job defensively and on the mound to shut down the Hammerheads since that first inning. Houck will lead things off here against Lashutko. He's back out for another inning of work for Jupiter. First pitch to Houck, and he hits this one just foul on the right side of the first base. 0-1 count now to Houck. 0-2 so far in today's game. Lashutko will come set. The 0-1 pitch. Out. Taps this one foul, this time down towards the Jupiter dugout. And it skips away, and that ball will have to be retrieved by Martinez. Starting to approach that 2:15 time frame. Clouds still look about the same. We'll see if the radar holds true. Shoot cassette here after the foul ball is retrieved. 0-2 pitch misses low and outside. Ball and two strikes. A 1-2 pitch, and Houck swings and misses, and that is strike three. And out number one here in the sixth inning. So one down, and that will bring up Simone Juan.
Number two, Simone
Juan. 1-2. Singled and later scored back in the second inning. First pitch to Juan, taken for a strike just at the knees. Juan didn't love the call. And it looks like it was out of the zone. But again, no challenges for the Mets. A 1 pitch fouled off. Juan just got a piece of it. He's behind here 0-2. Juan No balls, two strikes to Simone Juan. Shutka is set. He kicks and deals. And Juan swings and misses, chases a slider outside the zone. And it's two up, two down for the Mets here in the sixth. That'll bring Jeremy Rodriguez to the plate here for St. Lucie. Trying to extend this inning here now with two down in the sixth. Rodriguez takes this first pitch high and outside. Four ball one. Shutka set in the 1-0, and Rodriguez pops this one up left field side. Martinez racing over, and he cannot make the catch. It's a foul ball just off the glove of Martinez. It looked like he was going to be able to make that play, but I think he overran it by just about a foot and tried to reach back to make that play. Couldn't. So Rodriguez will live to see another pitch here in a 1-1 count. Ball and a strike to Rodriguez. Shutka set and the 1-1. And that is taken for a strike. And Rodriguez wants to challenge, but the Mets do not have any more challenges. It's the second time the Mets have tried to challenge without any, and that was a ball. So again, the Mets' early challenge issues hurt them in this game. 1-2 pitch, and that is taken too low. This time it is called a ball. Counts even up at 2-2. So what the challenges are there for, but after the two ones that were used early, not particularly good challenges either. What the Mets challenges. And there's two moments where Mets would have challenged and would have won. 2-2 to Rodriguez, and that one misses high. Count has run full. And despite couple of close calls, Rodriguez has battled himself back into a full count. Shutka set here in the payoff pitch. And that is taken high for ball four. So Rodriguez draws the two-out walk, and he heads down to first base. And then it'll now bring Trace Wilhoit to the plate. One for two so far today. And a pickoff move, checking on Rodriguez at first. He's in safely. Shutka set, and the pitch to Wilhoit. Ground ball right to Salas. He'll fire to second, and that's in time. Two in the inning. The Mets down here in the sixth, trailing by two. Head to the bottom of the inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident.
Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And you welcome me back here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as we get set for the bottom of the sixth. New pitcher on for the St. Lucie Mets, it's Frank Elsall. We'll take over here for Tanner Witt. Elsall in his seventh appearance in 2025, holds a .9 ERA and 10 innings pitched with 16 strikeouts. And the first pitch here to Sanchez, swung on and missed for strike one. And we do have a substitution defensively for the Mets. Now in at third base for Ronnie Mauricio. His day is done on the rehab assignment. There's a pitch in for a strike. It is Kevin Villavicencio. So Villavicencio comes in from left field to play third base, and Willy Fañez heads to left field. He is in the game for Ronnie Mauricio. Mauricio still working his way back here from the rehab. Only will play the six innings. Meanwhile, it's 1-2 now here to Sanchez. That was solid ahead in the count. Elisalde comes set, and the 1-2. Fired inside. Count evens up at 2-2. Final line for Tanner Witt, 2 1/3 innings pitched. Just one hit, no earned runs, one walk, and three strikeouts. Three balls and two strikes, and there's some discussion going on in the Mets dugout. Luis Alvarado asking for clarification from Bryce Bolduc. Set to go again. Here with three balls and two strikes, so it's a full count. Also with the payoff pitch, low and inside, and that is ball four. So a walk here to Sanchez into the sixth inning. It's a leadoff base runner for Jupiter. That'll now bring up here Henriquez for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The runner on first in, no outs. Mound visit here between Villavicencio, Perozzo, and Elsalt. After that leadoff walk to Sanchez, who's on first base. Henriquez so far today 0 for 2. Assault set, and the first pitch is fouled off. Rika's just getting a piece of it. 1-1. That's trying to hold this at a two-run deficit. Have not given up a run since the first inning. 0-1 from Elsa. And it swung on and missed. Great slider outside the zone. Henriquez behind here, 0-2. No outs and a runner on first. Elisalt set and delivers the 0-2. And this pitch is hit softly into right field, turning around and then making the catch is Henriquez over in right field. And that is out number one of the inning. Now it's back to the top of the lineup now for the Hammerheads, and it'll be Abraham Ramirez. Ramirez 0 for 2 so far in today's game. Runner on first with one out. Mets trailing by two in the bottom of the sixth. Ramirez, ground ball to Will Hoy. He fires to second. Hauk now back to first base, and it's just out of the reach of Ellisault. It gets away, so no double play ball. Instead, it's just a hitter's choice. Sanchez out at second base. Ramirez will reach first safely. Two away in the inning. Now it was a tailor-made double play ball, but Houck's throw back to Ellisault just a little bit too far out of his reach. Salas at the plate. Snap throw down to first base. Tag from Mulhoy, not in time. 1-0 now to Salas. One for three in this game. Assault set. And a check over on the runner at first again. Back in safely. First disengagement of the setback. Pitch, swing and a miss. Counts evened up at 1-1. Two outs, bottom of the sixth, Mets trailing by two. Trying to put another zero up on the board and get the bats going before the seventh inning. 1-1 pitch, and that is taken right down the middle for strike two. And I also saw one strike away from ending this inning. Two outs, a ball and a strike. Ellisault set and the pitch fouled off. Salas just got a piece of it. The count will stay at 1-2. Runner on first and two outs in the sixth. Ellisault will come set here against Salas. 1-2 pitch just inside. Count evens up at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Mets trying to end this inning after what they thought could have been an inning-ending double play, but just couldn't quite complete it. Ellisault ready with the 2-2 pitch. And that one's too far outside. Count has run full. And an action pitch coming up here with two outs and a runner on first. Sanchez, Ramirez will be running. Payoff pitch, and that is taken high for ball four, so it is a walk issued to Salas. And now, there are runners on first and second with two away. And that'll bring up Dylan Head to the plate for Jupiter, who's already 2-for-3 in this game. The Mets have had trouble retiring the hitters in the top of the order. The second time, the first two leadoff hitters have reached base safely. Head has only been retired once. This pitch here taken low for ball one. They struck out back in the fourth inning and then singled in the second, singled in the first. Eventually came around to score in that first inning. Head here 1-0 against Ellisault. Comes set. The 1-0 pitch is taken high for ball two. So trouble finding the strike zone a little bit here. All self behind 2-0, and then that'll bring out Luis Alvarado, the pitching coach for the Mets, to talk things over. And I think the goal here is just to tell him to trust your stuff, get it in the strike zone. Do not want to be giving Jupiter a bunch of free passes and making this any more difficult. Just needing one more out to end the inning. Now the good news here is I did use my broadcaster's jinx powers for the good. I said it was going to rain around 2:15. It's 2:25, and there's still no signs of any rain coming in. Actually, it looks pretty friendly off to the left side of the ballpark. And we play on. Bottom of the sixth, Mets trailing by two, with two runners on and two outs. Mound visit is over, and we're set to go once more. And the 2-0 pitch right in there for a strike challenge here from Head. Thought this pitch looked pretty good after that mound visit. And if this challenge is wrong by Jupiter, they will be out of challenges. And it is a strike. So no more challenges for either teams. Jupiter finishes the day 2-for-2, and the Mets 0-for-2. But a nice pitch from Elsalt after the mound visit fires in a strike. Set here now for the 2-1. And a ground ball picked up by Vivasencio. He'll fire across to first. Will Hoyt stretches out and makes the catch. And that will end the inning. So the Mets able to work themselves out of a small jam after two outs there. We'll head to the seventh here at Roger Dean, with the Mets still trailing by two.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better. Move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, it seems the rain clouds have moved south, and that's why it hasn't started to rain yet. There's still rain in the area. Grounds crew here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium out talking with our umpires once more. But we play on, and hopefully we can get through the full nine innings here before that rain finally does show up. Not had to deal with a rain delay yet this season. Jonathan Enriquez will lead things off for St. Lucie. New pitcher on the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's Sanchez. Franklin Sanchez takes over on the mound and fires in a first pitch strike here to Enriquez. It's 0-1. Sanchez will come set. Fire in the 0-1. Check swing on appeal did not go around. Can't leave it up at 1-1. Sanchez, this is his third appearance. Zero ERA, three innings pitched, two walks, and five strikeouts. He's set here in the 1-1. Swing and a miss by Henriquez, and it's 1-2. Final line on Lashuka. He goes 2 1/3 innings pitched, just one hit, no runs, one walk, and 4 strikeouts. And this pitch taken for a called strike 3, just on the bottom of the zone by Henriquez. He's not thrilled about it, and he is going to get thrown out. Now, an extra word to our home plate umpire, Bryce Bortledyke. And he threw him out. And that pitch was well in the strike zone. About a full ball in. And now, manager Luis Rivera is going to head down and talk with our home plate umpire. I don't think the Mets fully knew that he got thrown out. I don't know if Henriquez even knew that he was thrown out of the game. As it happened, as he had his back turned to Bortledyke. Discussion is over and set to go again here. So Henriquez out of the game after the caught strike 3 looking. It's Kevin Villavicencio at the plate for the Mets. And he lines this first pitch into left field, but it's foul. Just hooks too far left. Vicencio behind now 0-1. Foul ball 107.2 off the bat. 0-1 pitch, and he flies this one in the air, but this is going to get out and out of the roof. It's an 0-2 count. Kids right in front of the booth chasing for that ball. Came back down. Nobody got a souvenir. And now a engagement here, and that's going to be a pitch clock violation against Sanchez because nobody is on base. Now you can step off with a runner on, and that'll reset the pitch clock. You cannot do it with nobody on. The only way to stop the pitch clock is to have your catcher come out and use up a mound visit. 1-2 pitch, Vicencio just gets a piece of it, stays alive. The Mets trying to earn some base runners. Haven't had much going since really the fourth inning after that leadoff triple by Villavicencio. Since then, have been pretty quiet. Even in that fourth inning, got the leadoff triple, never could get Villavicencio home. Check swing on a pitch outside on appeal did not go around. And the count will even up at 2-2. Sanchez set here, and the 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. That is strike 3, so it's 2 up, 2 down for the Mets, and now Vincent Perozzo will head to the plate. Perozzo 0-for-1 in this game, he's hit by a pitch in the third inning. Quietly has his batting average coming into the game at .286, live batting average of .279. It's been solid at the plate for the Mets here in this season. And the first pitch, line drive in the right field, but it's foul. I got a good swing off there, just needs to straighten it up. Behind here, 0-1 now to Sanchez. Two outs. The 0-1 pitch fouled off by Perozzo, and it moved 0-2. Perozzo down here in the hole, 0-2 against Sanchez with two outs in the top of the seventh inning. That's trailing by 2, still trying to claw their way back into this game. Now the 0-2 from Sanchez. And Perozo flies this one high in the air, shallow right field. And this is going to be caught by Johnson for the third and final out. So the Mets go down 1-2-3 at stretch time here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back here as we get set for the bottom of the seventh. Frank Ellisall back onto the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets. Still trying to hold this at a two-run deficit. The Mets, who trailed early in the first inning 4-0. Have continued to slowly try and work their way back into this game. And have done so successfully, only down by two now. And the substitution here defensively for the Mets into right field is Jairo Cuevas after Henriquez was ejected. After arguing on a called strike three. And Carter Johnson in to go here. And face off against Ellisall. First pitch, chop foul down over top of the Mets dugout. 0-1. Series tied 1-1 between the Mets and the Hammerheads. Mets trying to come back and secure the series win. Here's a ground ball right to Rodriguez. Stabs it, fires to first, and that's in time for out number one. Ground out for Carter Johnson, and now Valor next up for Jupiter. Look around the Florida State League right now. Clearwater trailing Bradenton, or tied, 1-1. Palm Beach is trailing Lakeland 8-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Bradenton-Clearwater game into the top of the 11th in extras. Tampa up on Fort Myers 12-4. First pitch in for a strike here to Valor. Now we saw it ahead 0-1. So if you're keeping track at home, by the way, Daytona won over Dunedin 6-2. Good news for the Mets is even if they cannot come back in this game, they would still hold first place with the loss here to Palm Beach. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2 to Valor, assuming the scores hold, with Lakeland leading 8-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Of course, the Mets would love to get a win and move to two games ahead on the Cardinals, but trailing two right now. 0-2 pitch, and that is hit high in the air, but foul and into the stands. Still very tight divisions in the Florida State League right now. Daytona, who just got a win, only four games back of St. Lucie. This pitch is outside. Taylor Kellen moved to 1-2. So if Jupiter is able to get the win here today, Daytona will only be three games back, Jupiter two games back, Palm Beach one game back of the Mets, who would still lead the division. Ground ball, this one is foul. Just picked up by Vivicencio. Made a nice throw over to first base, too, but it's called foul, so Laurel head back to the plate here, still with a 1-2 count. And even in the West Division, Tampa, who is currently leading Fort Myers right now, only five games back of Dunedin, who did also lose today. So Tampa could get back to just four games. 1-2 pitch, line drive in a left field. This one falling, but a diving catch made by Fanyas in left field. Oh, what a play by Willie Fanyas to get Valor out on a line drive. Fanyas, who came into the game after Ronnie Mauricio was done for his rehab assignment. First ball hit towards him, has to run in and make a diving catch. Well done. Now the pitch here to Jenkins Cowart, fouls it off into the Mets dugout, and it's 0-1. So two up, two down in the seventh. Mets pitching has been good ever since that fourth inning. Assault set here in the 0-1 pitch. And that is taken low. Count even up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. And that's why I have six outs remaining after the seventh. This pitch is down low. Two more chances to try and score two runs. Have not scored since the third inning. To one pitch from Ellisalt, and it's fouled off once again by Jenkins Cowart. And the count is evened up at now at 2-2.
Fans, defensive changes for the Mets now into the game. And playing right field is number 52, Yohairo Cuevas. Cuevas, right field.
Ellisalt set here. 2-2 pitch. And it's swung on and missed for strike three. That'll end the inning. Ellisalt with another big strikeout. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the eighth with the Mets trailing by two.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Nets looking for some offense here, down by two as we enter the top of the eighth inning. Sanchez returns to the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads, and Trey Snyder will lead it off for St. Lucie. Time starting to run out on the Mets. First pitch to Snyder is taken inside for ball one. The Mets, who gave up four in the first, scored one in the second, and then one in the third, have not had the offense since, trying to get their way back in this game down two. Snyder cut to miss here. Count evens up at 1-1 on a fastball. Snyder 0-for-2 so far in today's game. One pitch. Snyder fouls it off, sends it into the stands. Behind here, 1-2. At this point, too, we're also trying to beat the clock with weather in the area. It stayed away for now. Just two innings to go here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 1-2 pitch. Snyder takes it outside. Count evens up at 2-2. Of course, the Mets would like this game to go on a little bit longer here so they can get back into it and try and complete the comeback. Two pitch, grounded right back up the middle off of Sanchez, and now firing to first after fielding the ricochet ball is Johnson, and that is out number one. So Snyder out on the ground ball. And with one away, it's going to be Willie Fañez. Fañez, who was subbed in for Roddy Mauricio. And he takes his first pitch in the dirt, hops away down to the on-deck circle where Colin Houck is standing. And it's 1-0. Sanchez set here in the 1-0 pitch on its way. Fañez takes a big swing, fouls it off down to the first base side. Even the count on 1-1. One from Sanchez, and that is taken for a strike. Curveball that drops in. Fañez behind here, 1-2. The 1-2 from Sanchez now misses outside. Fañez is even up the count at 2-2. Trying to find a way here. 2-2 pitch, and it's foul tipped for strike three. Squeezed by Sanchez behind the plate, and it is two up, two down for the Mets in the eighth inning. And now Colin Houck trying to extend the eighth inning, and here comes the rain. It's starting to drizzle here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And Houck swings and misses on a first pitch slider outside. It's 0-1. Very light drizzles to start here. Expected to potentially pick up. Houck takes this pitch in there for a strike. He's behind 0-2. Sanchez with two outs here in the eighth. Set for the 0-2 pitch. And Houck, hard ground ball right to Salas. Fires across to first. That's in time for the out. 1-2-3 go the Mets. We head to the bottom of the eighth with the Hammerheads looking for some insurance. Up by two.
Best tailgate brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking.
Burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
New pitcher on here for the St. Lucie Mets as we get set to start at the bottom of the eighth. It's Jorge De Leon. He'll take over Frank Ellisalt. Ellisalt's final line, 2 innings pitched, no hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout. So De Leon now against Martinez fires in a first pitch fastball that Perozo had to reach up and snag out of the air. And it's 1-0. We play on as the rain continues to ever so slightly trickle down. 1-0 pitch from De Leon, and it's hit high in the air, right field side. Will Hoyt underneath it, and now gives way to Rodriguez, and he can't make the catch. Not sure what happened there. Will Hoyt looked like he had it all the way, and then at the last second gave it to Rodriguez, who came in all the way from second base, and Rodriguez could not make the catch. So instead of a pop out, it's just a high, long strike. So the count's still even at 1-1. Pitch on the way from De Leon, and it's outside and misses for ball two. 2 balls and a strike. De Leon, who never quite found his groove in his first year with the Mets in 2024, hires his pitch inside. It's 3-1 now to Martinez. Back with the St. Lucie Mets here in 2025. That's 3-1 pitch. And that one in there for a strike. Martinez pretty surprised. Didn't like the call, but again, teams with no challenges. De Leon in 2024, 8.84 ERA. 18 1/3 innings pitched. 21 walks and 29 strikeouts. Here's a fly ball into shallow right field. Rodriguez back, and now it's going to be caught by Cuevas. Calls off Rodriguez, and that is now out number one here in the inning. Carlos Sanchez next up here for the Hammerheads. They're trying to pick up a couple of insurance runs up by two before the ninth inning. De Leon fires in a fastball high at 96. And it's 1-0. And De Leon's got some great speed on his pitches. Can really bring it, but the accuracy has always been an issue for him. 1-0, and that's fouled off. Just getting a piece of it with Sanchez. Counts even up at 1-1. If he can find a way to hit that strike zone consistently, he could be a very effective pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets. Here's the 1-1. And that's taken high. 2 balls and a strike now to Sanchez. And now dealing with the elements in the rain as well. 2-1 pitch. Misses high. 3-1 now to Sanchez. Mets looking for a quick inning to try and get their offense back up in the ninth inning. Pitch, and this one is flown in the air to left field. And racing over to make the catch is Willy Fania's for out number two. So two up, two down for De Leon in the eighth inning. And now it'll be Henriquez next up for the Hammerheads. Still some pretty light clouds in the area. Doesn't seem anything too menacing when it comes to the weather. Swing and a miss here on a first pitch from Henriquez. And it's 0-1. They own set. A one pitch on its way. And that one misses just high. Over the head of Henriquez. Count sealed up at 1-1. A couple of fans moving for higher ground here. Roger Dean. As the rain continues to come down, we play on. One pitch, fouled off. Henriquez just reaching the bat out to get a piece of it behind 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Leon's 1-2 pitch. Fired in there just inside. And the count is even up at 2-2. Set. 2-2 on its way. Check swing. Did he go too far on appeal? No. Henriquez is able to hold up just enough, and the count is now run to full. Three balls and two strikes. Pitch on the way from De Leon, and it's fouled off straight back. Count will stay full. We'll do it once more. Two outs here in the top of the eighth inning, the bottom of the eighth inning, with the Mets trailing by two. Payoff pitch, and it's a ground ball right to Vivasencio. He scoops and fires to first base. That's in time for the out. Jupiter goes down 1-2-3. We head to the ninth. The Mets down to their last three outs, trying to come back in this one down two.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin today's broadcast with Jake Ricker.
Rain coming down a little bit harder here now at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And we're going to play on, it seems like, despite the rain. Every fan now that was down in the lower seats has moved up and out of the rain. This is the hardest it's rained all day today. We're going to try and finish this one. Mets down by two here in the ninth. And we'll see how long they try and go with this one. New pitcher has come into the game for the Jupiter Hammerheads to try and close this one out. Get that for you in a moment. Simone Juan will lead it off here for St. Lucie. So the Mets look to try and work up some magic here in the ninth in the rain. New pitcher for Jupiter, Maldonado. He is set with the first pitch. And Juan, ground ball right through for a base hit. He is on with a single as the rain continues to come down even more. So Juan reaches first here with a leadoff single in the ninth. It'll be Jeremy Rodriguez next up to the plate. Maldonado set with the first pitch to Rodriguez. Fire high, 1-0. Now after that single by Juan, every Mets player from the dugout on the top step despite the rain. They are looking for a rally here with the weather. 1-0 pitch, and this is taken for a strike, just falls in. And the count is evened up at 1-1. Pickoff move over to first base, back in safely as Juan. The rain continues to fall even a little bit harder now. It's coming down pretty well. 1-1 pitch, and that's too far inside. 2-1. And you wonder how harder it's going to be on a control for a pitcher with how wet each of these balls is going to get on every pitch. 2-1. And Rodriguez up the middle. It's fielded by Salas. Flips to second for one. The throw to first in time for the double play. Oh, a big opportunity for the Mets after the leadoff single from Juan, but a double play from Rodriguez, and that will kill a lot of the momentum. Mets down to their last out. It'll be Trace Wilhoit trying to keep this alive for the Mets. Takes his first pitch in for a strike. Cuevas on deck if Wilhoit is able to extend this inning. Pitch taken low and outside, and it's 1-1 now to Wilhoit. One pitch, swing and a miss, and the Mets now down to their last strike. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that's in the dirt. Skipped. Four ball, counts even at 2-2. Two pitch in the dirt and gets away. Count run full. Three balls and two strikes to Wilhoit here. With two outs in the inning, Mets trying to find a way to extend this game. Down by two. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three, and that will do it. The Mets go down 1-2-3 in the ninth inning. And it is a win for the Jupiter Hammerheads by a final score of 4-2. So they will form that happy high five lane, this time in the rain. A little bit wet for everybody. And we do get through the ball game and make it a complete one. Mets fall 4-2, but will still maintain first place in the FSL East after the loss for Palm Beach. We'll take a quick break here on the broadcast. When we come back, the postgame show, we'll wrap it all up for you right after this.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. To start the postgame show, Mets fall to the Jupiter Hammerheads here in the rubber match in Game 3 of this three-game series by a final score of 4-2. Now, winning pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads, it's Leshutka. He improves to 5-2 on the year. Maldonado gets the save, his third of the season. Losing pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets is Franklin Gomez. He falls to 0-1. Well, this game was a story of really the first inning, first couple innings, as Franklin Gomez, who comes out to start this game for the Mets, struggles early and a couple of walks, hits, and errors later. Jupiter is able to put up four runs in the first inning. You go back to Ramirez, who was able to walk in the first, and then the bunt single put down by Salas. Gomez tried to pick it up, fired over to first base, missed on the error, and then ahead with a single. Valor singles as well, drives in two runs, and then the errors continued the inning, but the damage was already done by that point as Jupiter puts up four. And then the Mets pitching staff played very well. Gomez settled in, ran into a little bit of trouble after two outs in the second inning, but got through it. And then it was Tanner Witt, Frank Ellisott, and Jorge De Leon to finish out the rest of the game. And they put zeros on the scoreboard to give the Mets a chance. Meanwhile, the offense, after going down 1-2-3, all striking out in the first inning, were able to score in the second. Simone Juan with a single to lead things off, and then driven in by Yonatan Henriquez. Three hits in that inning. The Mets would eventually score in the third as well. After Perozo starts things off with a leadoff hit by pitch, he is driven in on a fielder's choice. And the Mets all of a sudden only down by two after the third inning. But then the pitching for the Jupiter Hammerheads really took over this game. Leshutka 2 1/3, one hit, no earned runs, one walk, and four strikeouts. And then Sanchez, two innings pitched, no hits, no earned runs, no walks and three strikeouts, and then Maldonado to close it out with the save. The Mets are really never able to get much going since that third inning that they put a run up. Vicencio had the triple back in the fifth inning and eventually got thrown out at home plate with the infield in for the Jupiter Hammerheads. So the Mets pitching staff continues to pitch well, but after a shaky first inning, Mets offense just couldn't quite make the comeback, and they fall short by two runs. Final box score here for you. Mets, two runs on five hits in two errors. Jupiter Hammerheads on four runs, six hits, and one error. They now improve to 13-14 on the season. Mets, meanwhile, fall to 15-12, but still hold first place in the FSL East Division after the loss by the Palm Beach Cardinals. Division stays tight. Next up for St. Lucie, they will head back home to Clover Park to take on the Clearwater Threshers. A lot of exciting things coming up at the ballpark. Mets will have Star Wars Night on Saturday. Of course, Silver Sluggers back on Tuesday once more. Dollar Night on Thursday. A Little League Day on Sunday, where all the kids wearing their Little League jerseys can get in free on that game for Sunday. And Vets at the Mets. A lot of big things happening at Clover Park, so be sure to come out there and join us. Watch the Mets baseball as they take on the Threshers. Me, myself, and Adam McDonald will be back on the call on Tuesday, back on Bally Live. We thank you all for tuning in once again here on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network on this Sunday afternoon. Just beat the rain as it continues to lightly drizzle here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That's going to do it for us in this one. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you all on Tuesday.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.